That's all we need to say. Jesus, I believe. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Got your Bibles tonight? That's a skinny little Bible. I've got good eyes to see on that. Let's wave them around and say, this is my Bible. I am. What it says I am. I refuse to be anything less. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's go to Acts chapter 16, please, Karen. And let's see, let's begin. Now, this is, we started about 2 weeks ago, and we've had to do other things in between, so we maybe can touch base back here tonight. This is, refers back to our theme of vision and voice and victory. And we need to be led by the Spirit. Amen? And then in Acts chapter 16, beginning of verse 1, we won't read that, but you can go there if you want to. That's fine, right where you are. This is the leading up to the story of the jail and the earthquake in Philippi and all that. And we got about halfway down through there the other night. But Timothy has joined the team here. So that was a good thing. And then there's later on, there's two letters that Paul wrote to Timothy, who had become the pastor of the church at Ephesus, which is one of the larger churches at that time. And Timothy proved himself very, very well. And according to Rick Renner, who is a scholar, especially in the Greek and stuff, but, you know, Timothy was the pastor of the church of Ephesus. Of course, Paul would come through there, and then he wrote letters back, at least two, that's in the Bible, that he wrote to Timothy. And then there's also the letter of the book of Ephesus. Very important books and very knowledgeable books. But, you know, sometimes we don't know how things happen sometimes. But people have made their lives, it's been their task to figure things out and to read and figure things out and know what happened. Do you know how Timothy died? Timothy was the pastor at Ephesus. And if you'll remember back reading in the book of Timothy, Paul said, be strong, be of good courage, be a student of the word, study to show yourself approved, be a good soldier, endure hardships, and then told him about all kinds of different things. And then Timothy says that we didn't read it tonight, but first of all, pray for those in authority. It's just an instruction booklet, Timothy 1 and 2, about how to be a pastor and a leader and that sort of thing. And so anyways, very great, good reading. And Timothy became that, and Paul was his teacher. That's not bad, is it? And anyway, but the story goes, as according to Rick Renner, in Ephesus, it's a quite large church. Anyway, there was some type of a celebration, something akin to Mardi Gras. And here comes a troop of people up the street. Probably some, maybe, I don't know if they're church members or not, they may not could even have tell because of the way their costumes and all this stuff. Well, Timothy runs out and stops them. He says, stop doing this. Take off these costumes. This is blasphemy. This is not of God. And they beat him to death right there. Welcome to the ministry. We wonder why things work out like that. Could God have stopped that? Yeah, but he didn't. We don't know the mind of God. There's a scripture in the Old Testament, I believe it's, I really don't know right now, but anyway, it says that God has secret things. Only he knows. And we'll know them all one day. And things happen. We don't know why they all always happen. But, you know, Jesus didn't heal everybody. He walked by the lame man at the Gate Beautiful for years. Never said a word to him, I guess. Now, he gave. You can deduce from the scripture that Jesus and his disciples would give to this guy. Because when he saw Peter and John, he lifts up his cup. Because, just making a conclusion here, he was accustomed to them giving to him. But Jesus wasn't with them that day, in physical anyway. But the lame man had a good day that day. Yeah. Peter and John. And there were other cripples around that were not healed. Why did the man at the pool lay there for 38 years? I don't know why. If you watch Chosen, you'll sort of get their take on it. That he did it for his little brother to catch up and to get with Jesus. So we don't know all the things. And you know what? Give yourself permission to say, that's okay. That's okay. I don't have to know everything. I don't live by knowledge and truth of everything that goes on and why this and why that. We live by faith. Amen? We live by the Word of God. And that's just how it is. I didn't write the book. Did y'all? Now, I wrote the book of James, but I'm kidding. We just, that's how we live. And if the Word says it, that's what we need to go by. Amen? So, what do we got to lose? Nothing. And everything to gain. As we were saying today, we're praying all the way through to Mary Jane steps over, whatever happens. Amen? And if I'm ever in her shape, don't y'all pray that way for me. Amen. Glory to God. Don't quit praying. Don't quit praying. Jesus raised the dead. In fact, he raised himself. He came out of there wide open. Hallelujah. Free, 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 free. Praise God. So just a little bit of something on that to let you know that why this, why that happened. All right, in verse 1, we're not going to start there. We're going to go down a little bit further. But we're catching up. And now let's get down here. In verse 6, it talks about the Macedonian call. Now, Paul was trying to figure out, he wanted to go certain places to preach, but the Bible says the Spirit wouldn't let him do it. How many of us have probably just done it anyway? That would not have been good, right? So we need to obey the Lord. So anyway, so he was just, we don't know which way to go. Why can't we do this? Why we can't do that? But anyway, the Macedonian call. Let's put verse 6. Now when they had gone throughout, I can't say it tonight. Phrygia, there we go. And the region of Galatia, and were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia. 7. After they were come to Mysia, they essayed to go. Don't you like the word essayed? Essayed to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit suffered them not. Verse 8. And they passing to Mysia came down to Thros. 9. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. Thank God for the supernatural. Is it viable today? Yes. Do we need the supernatural today? Do we need God more than ever? At that point in time, there's like, I don't know how many people on the earth, but we have 7 billion now. Not anything like that. Certainly we need the supernatural. A vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia, another region in the southeast part of Turkey, what is present-day Turkey, and prayed him, saying, come over into Macedonia and help us. So we'll stop right there, Karen, for a second. And Paul, seeing the vision, immediately got up and said, hey, guys, get our stuff. We're going to Macedonia. Well, it was quite a trip. They didn't just go get a plane ticket and take off. They go up, they get on a boat, and then they walk. Well, it gets down here, and they arrive, and then they journey on to a town called Philippi. And Philippi was a major city in that area. It was a colony city. The Romans were there, and a lot of folks were there, different nationalities and that sort of thing. And let's see. And there they met a lady by the name of Lydia, who did what? Seller of purple. Now, this is expensive stuff. She's a businesswoman. All you ladies say, yeah. Great. See, God, he likes businesswomen. That's all we're going to talk about that tonight. She's a seller of purple. And they walk down, they go down to the river down there where they have prayer meeting down there. So he and his team, who's on his team? Well, Paul and who was in the jail with him? Silas, and then there's Luke who wrote this, was with them, and then Timothy's with them. That's a pretty good group, don't you think? And he probably had more. So they went down to have prayer, down to the river, and they begin to share, begin to pray, and Lydia and her workers that were with her household, began to listen. And Lydia was a believer, but when she heard the words of Paul, it set her on fire. She was baptized, she and her whole household that day. And that night, she invited them over to stay at her house. And so as several with Paul, she must live in a pretty big house. She must have had some business. She must have had some prosperity going on in her house. And she opened her house up to them and said, "You stay here as long as you're in the region." Now that's Bible. In the Old Testament, you remember the lady and her husband who didn't have a child, and she gave room to Elijah, and all this kind of stuff happened. And then later on, it was prophesied she would have a child, and she came, and they did, and then the child died, and the prophet raised it back up. So, but every time he came to that region, he stayed there. Well, she opened her house up. What if we open our house up? This house. To God. God, if you ever come by here, this is available to you. Just a thought. So they're in Philippi. It's a chief city. And they're down by the river. Not in a van, but they're down by the river. Lynn, you're the one who got that. And down by the river, and they were gathered there, and they were praying. And so they're praying, and now let's just back up a second. Let's just set the stage. Paul has, they're a little confused about where to go. Now he gets a vision. And it's something about all of us. When we know where to go and what to do, that's half the deal. Just tell me how, when, and where, right? I'm ready to go. So the vision came. They're going to Macedonia. And to get over there, everything goes smooth. They get there to the river, and this whole household of Lydia gets born again, saved. They go to her house, and they have chicken dinner. Just suppose. So, all the guys are saying, pretty good so far. This is God's will. This is God's will. Isn't it funny how when things go good, we always say it's God's will? Yeah. When things go bad, it's not God's will. Right. But, weigh things out, okay? Look at the end result. Don't look at the journey. Okay. So, everything's looking good, Judy. Man. Philippi. They in the chiefs. They've done gone to New York City compared to the rest of the place. And they preach. Good things are happening. People receive them. And then they began to travel and to study and to preach and do things around in the area. And there's a girl who has a demon spirit. Keith, I want to say something so bad, but I'm just going to shut up. She has a spirit. And she has people that own her. Most of the time those days, women were slaves, just like Anne at my house. She's a slave. Whatever I say, she does it. I lie. I'm going to the altar. Larry, you going to come with me? Anyway, pray for me. Anyway, she was a slave. And she would prophesy. And she called Paul and Silas in the group. These are men of God. They show us the way of salvation. And she wasn't lying. It's great advertisement. But it wasn't of the right spirit. And it sort of got on Paul's nerves. And what did he do? Does anybody know what he did? He'd cast the devil out of the girl. He turned to the girl and said to the spirit. Now, you can take that and run with it if you want to. Come out. And the devil came out. Well, she lost her supernatural gift. Right. And they lost money. Now, does anybody know what else happened? Oh, it's still good. Praise God. Hey, did you see that, Luke? Don't forget to write this down. He cast the devil out of that girl. Boy, things are rolling good. Church is rolling good. Now, the wheel's about to run off the wagon. You know what happened next? Yeah. The guys came and got Paul and Silas and drug them to the court before the judge. Judge Judy should have been around at that time. She'd have straightened that bunch out. Amen. And they accused them of causing all kind of trouble and this and that. And all boiled down, they were losing money. And so the judges, they all just got a mob attitude and they beat Paul and Silas and put them where? In the jail. In what town? Philippi. All right. So far, so good up until this day. When they cast the devil out, they were beaten and thrown in jail. Not so good right now. Life right now is not so good. But what did they do in the jail? They sang and prayed. They sang and it didn't say how long. Now, if that would have been me, you know, about 30 seconds is about as long as I want to do that. After I've been beaten, I'm probably having a pity party. God, this must not be your will now. We must have missed it somewhere. I'm reading your mail and I'm reading my own. I thought it was going to be easy. I thought, you know, we wouldn't have any problems. The front wall wouldn't fall off our building. But it did. But it got fixed, didn't it? And by the way, we're going to have new lights pretty soon. Paul and Doug and Andy will be able to sit with that tablet and turn them off and on. Amen. Amen. It's going to make us all look better, too. That's in the contract, Doug, so you better read the fine print. Okay. So they're in the prison. They've been beaten almost to death in the prison. They teach that it was the lower part of the prison. If this is a chief city, this is probably not a rinky-dink little bitty jail. I have in my mind, now it may have been, but I have in my mind that it's just a little, like we have in Oklahoma, just, you know, a couple of cells and that's it. This is a chief city. In the Romans, it could have been a pretty big deal. But they were in the lower prison and they were in stocks and chains. Well, these are bad dudes, don't you think? Desperados, terrorists, have come in here and cast the devil out of somebody. Put this girl in the right mind. They didn't care about the girl. The devil don't care about the girl. He don't care about anybody but himself. He wants to kill, steal, kill, and destroy. And wipe out anything that's attributed to the goodness of God. He wants to defeat us. But what's in you is greater than what's in this world. If we stand against him, he has to flee. Amen? Will you think Paul and Silas would stand against him? Well, sure, this is Apostle Paul. He's got plenty of angels around him. He's got a lot going for him. But he still had to endure hardship. And that's what he wrote to Timothy to do. Endure the hard times. Because good times are coming. Let's say it out loud. Let the good times roll. Good times roll. That needs to be our theme. Let the good times roll. Yeah. Hallelujah. Instead of saying, oh man, I'm telling you what. No, let the good times roll. People want to come see what's rolling. They don't see what good times we got. We got the best of times. Amen. So anyway, they begin to pray and begin to sing silently, quietly. No, they sang loudly and they prayed loudly. All the prisoners heard them. And then, about what time of night? About the midnight hour. Lynn, you with me? Who sang that song? Come on, Lynn. No, Wilson Pickett. Hallelujah. The midnight hour. There was a great earthquake. And all the doors swung open. The building was not destroyed, but the doors swung open. Whew. It's getting good. Everyone's bands, chains, stocks, bonds were loosed. Now that's a good earthquake. Yeah. What a time is about to happen. And Paul looks at Silas and says, Silas, it's getting good again. Yeah. Something's about to happen. We're free. God's done something. That's what God will do when we begin to praise and give worship. He will show up. Amen? And bring deliverance. Okay, so now the jailer, King James says he sprung in. Well, I don't think he strolled in, but I think he got in there pretty quick. And he had a lantern with him because what? Peggy, you ought to get this one now. They didn't have electricity like us this morning. They didn't have electricity. I went in and turned the TV on to check on Boston about the weather. Guess what? The power's off. And I knew it. Y'all ever done something like that? Yeah. Hit that switch 4 or 5 times. What's wrong? Oh, power's off. Could have had a V8. Anyway, he came in there with a light. He took out his sword and was fixing to kill himself because Rome would have done it. The judges would have required that because they were under his charge. But Paul said what? Do yourself no harm. We are all still here. You know who else is happy in that prison? All those other prisoners. They got blessed by association. You hang around with the wrong crowd, guess what? You're guilty by association if something bad happens. You can be in the car, someone shoots a gun, you had nothing to do with it, you didn't know they had a gun. Guess what? You are just as guilty as they are. But you're blessed just as much when you run with people that are blessed, the people of God. Amen? Hallelujah. Good things are happening. It was like something good is happening now. Church, we're having church again. Glory to God. Paul, Silas said, I feel better. We were about dead a while ago, but I'm feeling better. He comes in, the jailer comes in, going to kill himself. Paul says, don't do that. We're all here. Then he invites them, Paul and Silas, up to his house, the jailer's house. And he mends their wounds. He tends to them. And he has this question. The jailer does. Men, what must I do to be saved? There was no altar call given. There was no sermon, but there was an earthquake. Yeah. And there was Paul's attitude. They didn't get up and boogie out of there. We're gone. We're here. That's what faith will do. Faith is not afraid. Jesus was not afraid. We should not be afraid either, because what's in us is greater. Amen? Now, if you see a tornado coming and you're in the front yard and come right to you, please move. Go get in a hole somewhere. God gave you a brain, right?
Right.
Okay. Now, he mends their wounds, cooks some breakfast. And here comes the dignitaries out there again. Here come the soldiers saying, jailer, let those guys go. Now, this is good right here. We're about to have church again. Ooh, glory to God. This is what the gospel will do. We Christians don't need to shrink. We're not of those that draw back. Stand your ground. Paul says, no. You go back and tell the authorities we are Roman citizens and you've beaten us without a trial. unfairly, unjustly. Well, it put the fear of God in them, buddy. And they went back and they all got their act together and came out and said, would you please leave? And they did. But then they did something that we all need to do and is relevant of today. Paul, Silas, and all of them. What an impact. Because that became the church of Philippi. Because of an earthquake. But instead of just getting out of town, let's get out of it, boys. We ain't never come back here again. Well, they did. They wrote letters. They went by to see a lady on the way out of town. Wonder what her name was. Lydia. Seller of purple. They came by to assure them and to minister to them before they left. They came back to their own company. That's healthy for the church. And it caused that church to be strong. Don't tell me. Now, they taught tithing in the Old Testament, did they not? Well, she knew about tithing. She's a businesswoman. She's got a big house. She's probably got an Escalade or something in the garage. I don't know. But I do think this, that she was in that church. And her tithing probably kept that thing going. And it got bigger. Isn't that cool? This is a chief city. Glory to God. But God saw this. I run my battery down. You want to give me a jump? Got the jumper cables? Testing 1, 2. Yeah, you got in the jumper cables. So they went to see Lydia and her household, and they went on to the rest of their journey. So I want to tell you, and I'm telling myself, reminding us and reminding me, that it is a journey. There will be days that are better than others in the physical part. But the joy of the Lord is what gets you through. It is your strength. Know this always, that God's always with you. We're going to go through some hard times. But know this. God's going to send a great earthquake. Whenever you need it. You'll be freed from your bondage. You'll do the right things. You'll be a witness. Now, I'm going to tell you what. Don't you know that when they put them in jail, they slapped them around a little bit? Sure they did. Yeah. And the jailer was probably right there with them. But then he says, what must I do to be saved? And they led him to the Lord. They could have said, if Dina had been there, if she'd have been Paul. She said, you sorry hound dog, you beat me. I ain't telling you nothing. You so sorry, you can't even get saved. God cannot forgive you because you are just too bad. Is that what you said? No, well, look, I'm talking about Dina B.C., before Christ. You probably throw a rock at him or something. Anyway, she's too good. I should have picked on Lynn or somebody else over here. Anyway, life is life. Every day is victory. Let's keep that in our forethought. Amen? We have great opportunities every day. Let's just keep going on the journey. Keep your eyes on the cross. Have you ever had a vision, or do you have a vision of the cross, of heaven? That's where you're going. And God will lead you all the way. Some days you go through the valley of the shadow of death. Some days you're lying by the pool.
calm waters. They bring you lemonade and a bologna sandwich. Green pastures, smooth water, going from pasture to pasture. But there are times you go through the valley of the shadow of death. The key word here is through. Through. God will always get you through. Amen? And if not, you'll wake up in heaven. I say that's the ultimate final. You know, these track stars, these sprinters, they break the tape, you know. Boom. You broke the tape. You're there. You're a winner. Amen? So, praise God. Maybe we learned a little bit. Our lives are no different than theirs, except they had to walk. We can ride. And it was hot and it was cold. It rained. Well, I wish I lived back in those days. Julie, I don't want to live back in those days. Now, I would like to see Jesus, you know, about half an afternoon. I'd like to see that. But I don't want to sleep on a bunch of rocks, do y'all? Hallelujah. Let's all stand up, please. Danny, come here, please, sir. If you'll sit down right there, we're going to pray for you. And Jay, you sit right there, we're going to pray for Terry. And y'all stand up and stretch your hands and arms and your faith this direction. Amen? God's about to heal. He's already healed. He's about to manifest.
renewed. Youth renewed. Long, satisfied life. Our children are great on the earth. Yes and amen. We're made whole spiritually, mentally, physically, financially, socially, and emotionally. We are whole. And Lord God, we're not surprised by hardship. But we walk through it like a good soldier. And Lord God, we walk through it because we know that at the end is the victory. We will not retreat. We will not draw back. We will not quit. We press on to the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. We will not miss the mark. We will press on in Jesus' name. Lord God, we receive and we will be strong and we'll have good courage because we know you are with us. Wherever we go. In Jesus' name. You need something?
I do.
What you need?
I have a visual.
Okay, you have a visual.
I have a visual. I saw, like Brother Jimmy was talking about, the Chosen gives you a different perspective on what's going on in the Bible. I saw a movie. It wasn't the Chosen, but I saw a movie on the book of Acts. And they got to this part where Paul and Silas, and they were in prison. And they started to praise, and it was dark in the prison. There was a little candle flickering here and a one over here, but it was mostly just darkness. And you could hear them start to pray and sing. And when they did, the ground started shaking. And then you saw this huge angel walking between the cells. And every time he put his foot down, the earth shook. And a lock fell off a door. And then he did it again and again until he got to Paul and Silas. And God says sometimes it's the angels in your life making the earth shake beneath you. Stuff's going to fall off just like those locks. All the bad, all the things that we bind up, that bind us up, are going to fall off every time the angel takes a step.